It is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And then I took that artwork and put it on products. Amen. Like t-shirts and bomber jackets, sneakers, and the check-in cards. And I no longer just say that I produce power from my pain because I have no power of my own. I decree and declare that I am God resilient, and welcome to the God Resilient with Dr. Letitia Webb. I still don't know what this is. I'm not quite sure if this is a ministry, if it's a podcast, but you know what? I am just being obedient unto the Lord thy God. So please, please, please excuse me for my tardiness. There's no excuses, but please, yeah, I woke up late. So excuse me for my tardiness. Amen. You guys know I do my best if I am not going to get on to let you know and notify you if I'm not going to get on. So I pray that you guys come in. Amen. I thank you and everyone who actually showed up and was here on time. Amen. And I was not here. So let's go ahead and do what we came to do. We came to pray, process the information from today's devotional, and God resilient, and pursue God's word. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we worship you, and we honor you. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your power, your grace, your mercy, your love, your strength, your protection, your provision. Oh, Father God, your light, your word, your wisdom. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, God, for who you are, your healing, your power, your glory, your deliverance, your resurrection, your life. Amen. Your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for love, joy, and peace, and goodness, and gentleness, and faithfulness, and meekness, and self-control. Father God, we love you and we praise you. We can't do any of this without you. We need all of your resources, oh, Father God. We need thy love. We need thy grace. Oh, Father God, we need all of you. We need thy angels. We need thy power. We need the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. Father God, we love you and we praise you and we worship you. Father God, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Oh, God bless you, Terry. Thank you so much. She says, good morning, no worries. Welcome to being human. You needed the rest. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Thank you. So God is good and forever to be praised. Amen. You guys know that we are firing on all cylinders. We are recording the podcast. We are on YouTube Live and Facebook Live. Amen. And we are seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that we need shall be added unto us. Amen. So we just thank the Lord for who he is. And yesterday we were actually in Matthew chapter 25. Amen. Matthew chapter 25, which was definitely a shift in direction from where I thought we were going to begin. We are still on the topic of kingdom value. We just finished up a mini series within that topic on gratitude, and now we have entered into a new series titled Relationship Dynamics. Amen. And so we looked at the relationship dynamic of the sower, the leader, and the parable of talents, where he gave three of his servants talents, went off, came back, and wanted to settle accounts with his servants. Amen. And we were able to see one particular servant who was only given one talent, what his belief system and his mindset was about his master, about his leader. And that belief system and that mindset evoked feelings of fear, and those feelings of fear caused him to operate in a way that made his master displeased with him. And we can relate that into our own lives. If we are operating with fear, amen, or we have an erroneous perspective of God, then that is going to impact our relationship and how we show up in the earth realm. Remember, we are talking about kingdom value. And I just thought that God was just so gracious unto us to lead us to the parable of talents and to teach us, amen, something that we may not have seen before. So the master considered the man evil and lazy. God has given you gifts and talents. Do not operate from a place of evil and to be lazy by not actually utilizing the talents that God gave you. Amen. And so now let's take a little more time to look at, you know, this topic of toxic relationships. We are going to be looking at Samson. Amen. Samson was one of the judges. I think he judged Israel for 20 years. Amen. And we are all very familiar with the story of Samson and Delilah. Amen. But when it comes to Samson, we're going to learn a lot about his character, a lot about his flesh and his sin, and how that undelivered, undealt with sin, I was trying to come up with the right word, led to his demise. A lot of times we think it was Delilah who led him to his demise, but we can't shift blame on other people. Amen. Whenever we go through things, we must accept that it's not always someone else. It's our belief system, our thoughts, our perceptions, our motives, our intentions, amen, of how we end up or where we end up in life, amen. And so we're just like, okay, whew, thank you, Lord. I'm not quite sure something's going on with my computer right now. I'm not quite sure if you guys can see me on Facebook, but I cannot see you. My screen went blank. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for who he is. Amen. We continue to stand on God's word, on his truth, on his faithfulness, on his grace, on his mercy. Amen. Thank you, God, for who you are. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to continue in hopes that those on Facebook can hear me, can see me, but for whatever reason, my screen went blank. Amen. And it's taking a minute to come back up. And so when we talk about these relationship dynamics, we're going to look at Samson's relationship dynamics, and we're going to see that it wasn't just about Delilah. We're going to see that it's going to be some things about Samson. Amen. Hallelujah. God, for you are good and you are worthy to be praised, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We worship you, God. We honor you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I know that you guys on YouTube and on the podcast are here and you want to continue listening, but I'm not quite sure what happened to you. Can see and hear me? Okay, thank you, because I cannot see or hear you. Hallelujah. I am not quite sure what's going on. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Please excuse me for that. Thank you for letting me know. William Webb the Fourth, my husband, and Terry. William said that you guys could hear me and see me. Thank you. And Terry says that we always have a choice. That's right. And so now let's turn to Judges chapter 14. Judges chapter 14. Amen. And we are going to, we're going to really get, just study Samson. Again, it's going to be one of those topics that, excuse me, we don't know how long we're going to be on this topic, but we're going to take our time because a lot of times, when we talk about Samson, we just jump right into Samson and Delilah. And I realized that, wait, there was, Samson had a life before he met Delilah. And I think we'll be able to see the relationship dynamics between Samson and Delilah when you understand who Samson really is. Amen. So you know what? Instead of us starting at verse 14, we are going to start at verse 13. Amen. So the sound went out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, so we're going to start at, sorry, y'all, we're just having some technical difficulties this morning. Amen. And so I'm not quite sure what's going on with Facebook, but we're going to continue for on the strength of the podcast and YouTube. Amen. So the Israelites, again, did what was evil in the Lord's sight. So the Lord handed them over to the Philistines 40 years. There was a certain man from Zora, from the family of Dan, whose name was Manoah. His wife was unable to conceive and had no children. Amen. The angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "It is true that you are unable to conceive and have no children, but you will conceive and you will give birth to a son. Now, please be careful not to drink wine or beer or to eat anything unclean, for indeed you will conceive and give birth to a son. You must never cut his hair because the boy will be a Nazarite to God from birth, and he will begin to save Israel from the power of the Philistines." So when we think about the who Samson was, so Samson, you know, we considered him, he was a prophetic child. Amen. Thank you so much that you can hear and see me on YouTube. Amen. He had a, you know, his, he was, I don't want to say that we all don't have purpose because we all have purpose. But whenever we see in the Bible that an angel of the Lord appeared to a woman, you know, and when it talked about having a son, then we know that that particular person has an assignment on his life from God. Amen. And God wanted it to be noted that this particular person will, his life will be dedicated unto me. Amen. And that's what we see here. God made it so. God decided the type of person that Samson would be. God did that. God said through the angel, "You must never cut his hair because the boy would be a Nazarite." God determined who Samson was. Samson really didn't have a choice of who he was going to be. His parents did not have a choice of who he was going to be. Amen. Jeez. someone is back on Facebook and is trying to listen. Thank you, Lord. And so his parents didn't have a choice of who he was going to be. No one. So excuse me, everybody. This one's a little off today. I'm trying to push through. There's difficulties on Facebook. Amen. And so not only was he going to be a Nazirite, hold on 1 second. Okay, the sound is back on Facebook. So not only was Samson called to be a Nazirite, he will also begin to save Israel from the power of the Philistines. His assignment was very specific. Amen. And that's one thing that we want to look at about our lives. Amen. God has called us and assigned us to something very specific. Amen. And so we want to get with the Lord to see what our specific assignment is. And because Samson had a very specific assignment, then that set the type of dynamics that he would have with his relationships. Amen. That will put that in order and set that. Amen. When you know from birth, when your parents know from birth who you are and who God called you to be, amen, then it sets the standard of your relationships. Hallelujah. And so that right there lets you know how Samson entered into his relationships, how his parents raised him. Amen. It said, lets you know the relationship or the way Samuel viewed God. Think about it. When God tells your parents, this is who your child is, this is what you are to do, this is what you are not to do, this is how I want you to raise the child, that shapes the relationship dynamics from the gate versus us growing and being alive and then growing up and, you know, trying to figure some things out of how we're going to do it, how we're not going to do it, what we're going to be, what we're not going to be. Amen. All of that is determined. Amen. About the experiences that we have. We're trying to figure it out. Samson didn't necessarily have to figure it out. His parents knew and he knew. Amen. And so let's go to verse 6. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much. My husband, William Webb IV, says that he has notified people on Facebook to go on YouTube if they are unable to hear. Amen. It is just one of those mornings sometimes when you are dealing with technology. But so I think what I want to do, I'm going to just go ahead and stop right there. Amen. Because I don't want us to miss anything about this message. Hallelujah. There are some nuggets. And so I'm going to take some time tomorrow to review what we talked about today, because it is important for us to really understand who Samson is, amen, and how God told his parents, his mother, the type of person that he was to be, and what his assignment was. And when your parents know that from birth, they have a different relationship with you. And then they set things up in your life where you have a different relationship of how you interact with people. So his relationships dynamics were different from the start. Amen. So I thank each and every one of you for your time, for your energy, and for your grace. Amen. As we worked through some technical difficulties on today, we're going to finish this topic up on tomorrow, relationship dynamics, and we're going to be studying Samson. Thank you again. God bless you. Mwah. Have a wonderful day.